Good morning, all, to the 8:30 Thursday, January 14th meeting. It is January, right? It's November 14th. Oh, my gosh. Well, we're enjoying an early winter. Okay, we will bring this meeting of the Board of Trustees to order. And Ms. Campbell, could you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus.
Present.
Trustee John Butler.
Present.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Madeline Marchand.
Here.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Here.
Vice Chair Eric Wasowitz.
Here.
Board Chair Dennis Barsima.
Here. Agenda item number two, Mr. Perry, would you please confirm that appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Open Meetings Act, and a quorum is present for today's meeting.
Okay, great, thank you. Agenda item number three, approval of the meeting agenda. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is passed. Agenda item number four, review and approval of minutes of September 12th, 2019. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees on September 12th, 2019?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is passed. Agenda item five, chair's comments and announcements. I want to welcome the members of the UAC that are here today. I see Kendall, Alex, Kathy, Jason is over there somewhere, Sarah Marsh. Who else are we missing? Jeffrey. Is over there or not? Okay, no, okay. Any comments from our members of the UAC?
Go ahead, you go first.
Good morning, thank you. Just wanted to make a couple quick comments relative to the item today. I know it's a very exciting time and really pleased to see the collaborative work that has resulted in the agreement that is going to be discussed and voted on today. The faculty are so vital and really are the heart and core of our institution, and I grew up knowing and understanding that, so really value this moment for the university today. At the same time, I do have to speak on behalf of the last body that has no collective bargaining agreement. No members of our body have any union contract. I've had many people from within my SPS constituency approach me and say, gosh, you know, the faculty now have a lot with their salaries and increases that's officially going to be codified, and we're nervous about that. And I've explained that I really feel confident with this administration and this board that shown a willingness and interest to ensure that there's fairness and looking at increases and things of that nature that should apply for everyone, and just appreciate that that will be a continued feeling and process that the administration will follow. So thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.
Well, thank you, Dennis. I just wanted to comment on a sort of a personal note here. I remember in 1975, 44 years ago, when my father was teaching at a junior college in a little rural town in southern Iowa. He'd been there for 8 years. And this was a little town along the Missouri border, and the running joke was that if you took the southern two tiers of counties in Iowa and put them in Missouri, it would raise the IQ of both states. But it meant more to us in Iowa than it will here. But in the spring of that year, he approached me in the dining room of our little two-bedroom house with a letter. It was a letter from the administration of the junior college that fired him. And that they had fired him because he was speaking out. He was trying to organize the faculty and the students into having a greater voice in the direction of the junior college. And we didn't know what we were going to do after that. His only recourse, there was no shared governance, there was no union, we didn't know what we were going to do. Fortunately, he found a job in Southern California, and we moved there. I went to a high school with people that didn't look like me, really for the first time, and I think that had a lot to do with me becoming a cultural anthropologist. But he eventually became the faculty senate president there at the junior college, and he organized the faculty into a collective bargaining unit. And I've been talking to him every weekend about what's going on here. And this has a special personal meaning to me being here this morning, and I know it's personally gratifying for him as well. So I want to congratulate President Freeman and your leadership team in bargaining, getting the collective bargaining agreement in place. I know you played an important role. And I want to thank my colleagues in the union, particularly the bargaining team. I think I see all of you up there, Fred, Beatrix, maybe Brandon, Mark. Reva, I see you there too. So thank you all for the thankless hours and perseverance and all the work that you put into it. I can't appreciate how much time and effort you put into it, but I recognize that I don't understand how much time and effort you put into it. So thank you very much, and thanks everybody. It's a good day for NIU.
Yes, yes it is. Thank you, Kendall. Further comment, Alex?
Yeah, this time, yes. It's a great day for NIU. There's a lot to celebrate. I think the soon-to-be voted on, I'll be optimistic, the soon-to-be ratified agreement with the faculty is a great day. And though my immediate colleagues have been hitherto the lowest paid academic unit on campus, that is not what I'm here to celebrate the most. It's pretty terrific to see where their compensation is going. But today, one of the items on discussion today, and again, I'll be just as optimistic, is the voting on a new arts fee. It's an element of life of our students that'll make artistic events on campus that much more accessible to them, contribute that much more greatly to their overall education and growth. During World War II, Winston Churchill, while sitting in a bunker as London was being rained on by Nazi bombs, was asked if perhaps arts funding ought to be cut or eliminated given the tremendous expense of waging a war for survival, to which he responded, "Eliminate arts funding? Then what are we fighting for?" And I am happy to celebrate that NIU is moving into the age where it is indeed starting to consider and focus on what it is that we're fighting for in educating our students, creating a smart, knowledgeable citizenry that'll lead us forward to, I hope, brighter days. So thank you and congratulations.
Thank you, Alex. Any further comment? Okay. Thank you very much. I too agree that this is a wonderful and great and historic day for NIU, and I will have further comments on that later. Right now, I want to make mention of a couple things. One, I want to applaud the efforts of the Student Association for declaring this No Plastic November. So in support of that, the Board of Trustees are all using no plastic containers for our water as we go here today, and we will continue to support that going forward. So the Board of Trustees is happy to support the students in No Plastic November. I think it's a great thing for the students to be doing, and I hope that we all can support them in that. And not just in November. Let's make this a habit of not using single-use plastic.
Mr. Chairman, I beg your forgiveness for the Starbucks coffee I'm drinking out of.
Well, I think I was just going to mention that second. Thank you to the Holmes Student Center Starbucks for the delivery of coffee to the Board of Trustees this morning. I don't think that that's going to be a habit on their part, but
it was a welcome surprise.
So. Thank you, and I will make mention, and I'm sure a number of you in this room agree, that I have heard nothing but great things about the opening of the new Holmes Student Center the work that was done there. I myself have a a passion for Starbucks, as most folks know, so I was very happy to see that. I was there yesterday, actually, and very happy to see us have a plant-based burger on the menu in the Husky Den. That's awesome. Thank you, Dan, and to food service. I tried to use the Starbucks while I was in there. I tried to use the Starbucks three different times, and the line was out into the hallway. And that Starbucks is not using the mobile app yet. I hope we can one day. So I couldn't use it, but for good reasons. It's getting a lot of use by the students and faculty and staff, so that's awesome.
Mr. Chairman, what's the difference between addiction and habit?
When it comes to Starbucks, I don't think there is. Also, want to make mention that this is the first time, so thank you to those that made this happen. This is the first time that the Board of Trustees meeting is being streamed live, this will be something that we will continue to do going forward. So if you cannot make it here in person as we go forward with the Board of Trustee meetings, you can watch us on streaming. And all of that information as to where to go and how to do it is on the Board of Trustees website. Last but not least, just want to congratulate the Husky football team last night for beating Toledo. I will be honest, I actually went to bed after the end of the third quarter when it was 28-3. Little surprised to wake up and see that we won by a field goal at the last second, but it was a great victory nonetheless. So thank you. And thank you all for being here today said by Kendall and Alex and Kathy, this is a historic day for NIU. Okay, we'll move on to agenda item number 6, public comment. We recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and the Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our general counsel. Mr. Perry, have you received any timely requests to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, no timely requests have been received prior to the start of today's meeting.
Okay, thank you. Agenda item number 7, President's Report number 137. At this time, I would ask Dr. Lisa Freeman to present agenda item 7A.
Thank you, Chair Barsima. You know, we use the term special Board of Trustees meeting when it's a meeting that occurs off of our cycle of planned committee meetings and board meetings, but this is a special board meeting in every sense of the word. And I cannot communicate how pleased and proud I am to put forward the collective bargaining agreement between NIU and the United Faculty Alliance, University Professionals of Illinois, Local 4100, IFT, AFT, AFL-CIO. The collective bargaining unit represents approximately 580 tenure and tenure track faculty, and it's an exciting day to bring this forward for approval by our Board of Trustees. The incredible value of our faculty cannot be overstated. Their research, artistry, and scholarship, their compassion and dedication for our students, and their commitment to our mission, vision, and values is immeasurable. Diverse talents and expertise contribute to our region, to our nation, to our global society, and I'm incredibly proud to be a member of the tenured faculty here, to work with the faculty who are in the bargaining unit, and very, very grateful for the continued service and commitment to our university. From start to finish, negotiating this new contract was a lengthy process. But more importantly, it was a thoughtful process on both sides that resulted in a fair contract that supports our faculty, that respects shared governance, and that will be used to retain and recruit talented and diverse faculty going forward. Chair Barsima, the university's recommendation is for approval of this collective bargaining agreement. The terms and conditions of this agreement are consistent with university policies and guidelines.
Thank you, Dr. Freeman. The board is very pleased that Dr. Freeman is recommending this contract move forward for approval, and we echo her statements on how just incredible our faculty is on our campus. I will tell you a story. Yesterday, I was mentoring a student, and she's from the Macomb area. And so, as I do with a lot of students, I said, why did you choose NIU? And she said, well, my best friend back in high school and I decided we were going to apply to Western and Northern and then make a decision on where we went, but we wanted to go to school together. And she said, I got into Northern, she didn't. We both were accepted into Western. She said, but when I came to Northern's campus, I just felt like it was home. I felt like this was where I was supposed to be. So she said, I wound up coming to Northern without my best friend, and she wound up going to Western. And then she went on to say, she said, all I ever hear from my friend when we talk about school is she complains about her professors. And she said, I always tell her the strength of NIU is our professors. And she said, I've never had a bad experience. And she said, I love every one of my professors. And so when we think about, you know, what are the strengths of NIU? What are the reasons why students not only come to NIU but stay at NIU? There's many reasons for that, but at the top of that list is our faculty. So thank you for all that you do. And it is a pleasure on behalf of my fellow colleagues on the Board of Trustees to be a part of this vote on such a historic day for NIU. It was important to us that we do this special meeting, as Dr. Freeman acknowledged, so that we could do it early enough so that we could have as many of the faculty here as who wanted to be here who could join us for this day, so you can get back to your teaching schedules. So it is a pleasure to start this meeting early, and we're all glad that you're here to join us. So with that, may I have a motion to approve agenda item 7A.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Trustee Butler.
Thank you. So as many of you know, I work in the labor movement, and so this is a special day for me personally to be voting on a contract for a bargaining unit that I feel very strongly about. I want to say just a few things about this. The best agreements I've come to understand clearly contend with issues and address the concerns of the bargaining unit, and also express the values shared between labor and management in a clear and ideally bold manner. And I was pleased when reading this contract that both those components were present. At the heart of any labor movement is a quest for justice, of course, and this is a sign that quest was joined by the university administration in a serious effort. But this agreement also differentiates the working terms and conditions of our faculty from the working terms and conditions in place at other universities. And therefore, the contract will serve, in my view, as an instrument of sustainability and enhancement of faculty life at NIU. That should be our goal here, and I think this contract moves us in that direction. So thank you, everyone, for all their hard work on this. Really appreciate it.
Good. Thank you, John. Other comments? I think Dr. Freeman would like to say a few words.
Kendall was gracious in recognizing the faculty who served on the bargaining team, and I want to recognize them, but I would be remiss if I also didn't recognize the members of the bargaining team who represented the administration. And I know that we have here today Provost Beth Ingram and Vice Provost Bill Pitney, who played a key role in taking this agreement across the finish line. And I want to thank them for their efforts in doing so.
Thank you. Thank you. I would like to make one comment before we take this to a vote. I believe this is a very fair and competitive contract that speaks to the needs of our faculty, our students, and our school. And we echo the words that were said, and we are very thankful for the efforts of everyone who not only worked to get us to this day, but for those of you that will work going forward to implement this new contract. So thank you on behalf of the board to all of those involved. So. With that, we have a motion. We have a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed, the motion is passed. I love joy. Joy is good.
Overcome sorrow all the time.
agenda item eight. Are there any other matters that require the attention of the committee today? Hearing none, we will go on to agenda item nine. The next meeting date, the next scheduled meeting of the full board of trustees is December 5th. 2019 at 9 a.m. Agenda item number 10. The board needs to recess this meeting of the special committee for the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee meeting and the Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee meeting. Upon reconvening, the board plans to go directly into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business before or after closed session. May I have a motion to recess for the committee meetings?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is approved. We are now in recess. Okay, we are going to move back into special meeting. We are going to reconvene. The board needs to go into closed session. It is approximately 12:40 in the afternoon here on November 14th, 2019. We do not plan to take up any new business following the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act: personnel matters as described under sections 2C, 1, 2, and 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act; collective bargaining matters as described under section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act; student disciplinary cases as described under section 2C9 of the Open Meetings Act; litigation and risk management matters as described under section 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act; and closed session minutes as described under section 2C21 of the Open Meetings Act. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second? I hear a motion and a second. Ms. Campbell, would you please take a roll call vote to close the meeting?
Trustee Rita Affis, here. Trustee John Butler?
Here. I mean, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Trustee Montel Gale?
Yes.
Okay, I caught
Trustee
it.
Trustee Veronica Ferrero?
Yes.
Trustee Madeline Marchand?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Dennis Barsima?
Yes. Thank you. The motion is approved. The public meeting is now closed.